Hofstra University is playing host to tonight's presidential debate. We wanted to get a sense of how young voters are feeling about this election and what issues are most important to them. So last week, WNYC's Arun Venugopal sat down with three members of the university's debate team. Sophia Papadopoulos is a sophomore marketing major who is voting for Donald Trump. Garrett Shum is a junior studying linguistics and rhetorical studies. He says he plans to vote for Hillary Clinton. And Sabrina Singh is a senior majoring in community health, philosophy, and rhetoric. She also supports Clinton. Arun began by asking Garrett about this wild, unpredictable election.
It feels really just kind of strange in general. I think one way of describing it is the fact that we're just so used to what was a very unusual president, that being the first black president in our country's history. And now we're faced with what, for everyone else, is a very normal choice, two white, rich white people. But now, for us, is an unusual choice because of our unusual upbringing.
What about you, Sabrina?
The candidates don't seem like they're actually talking about issues. A lot of the time, they're just attacking each other's characters. So for my generation, it just seems hard to really gain anything from their position, except maybe if you looked on social media or you looked at their website to kind of gain more access to the issues they're talking about.
So what is the single biggest issue as far as you're concerned, Sophia?
I'd say a lot of issues revolve around terrorism, as well as economic issues and the social issues that are going on between both of them. I feel like Donald Trump's plans, they don't really make the most sense to me when he says, like, to build a wall. I feel like it doesn't really exist. However, I feel like Hillary Clinton would just be another 4 years of Obama, and I don't necessarily think that's a good thing.
Garrett, you've expressed concern about the rhetoric that you're hearing from Trump. Why is that? I mean, how is it personal as far as you're concerned, and what is it about this election that worries you the most?
Well, a lot of Trump's rhetoric is very much aimed at China. Especially, he always goes on about, like, oh, they're ruining us, they're giving us all these bad deals, we need to stop them, we need to beat them, we need to beat China. And because I myself am half Chinese, I do partially identify with them. And I know that if Trump does get elected, then a lot of the people who feel racist toward China are going to feel very legitimized in their racism, and I'm going to have to deal with all that crap again.
I feel like his rhetoric is just camouflaging a lot of prejudice against other people, and it's just giving them an excuse to bring out issues or maybe their hatred toward other people, and I just don't appreciate that.
Sophia, what's your take on this? You've got two debate teammates who are concerned about sort of this racist undertone, or undertone, again, maybe a generous word to say to it. Are you worried about what's happening in terms of race and xenophobia in this election?
I am a little concerned about the way Trump uses rhetoric, or the way that he speaks in his when he gives presentations and when he gives these speeches, because I feel like he can be a bit much, he could be a bit racist, and he can be a bit disrespectful when he talks about things like race or issues that regard women. And I do necessarily not like the way that Donald Trump is when he gives those speeches, but I feel like he has a lot of energy when he does it.
I mean, do you think they're exciting for you? They inspire you?
I feel like they're very exciting, and I feel like the fact that Trump isn't necessarily a politician, he's just a businessman, I feel like that makes it a lot more interesting, because you see how this man who has no prior experience like Hillary Clinton does, just gaining so much momentum, and they kind of like disregarded him and said that he was like not a big threat, but here he is as the Republican nominee, which I think is crazy.
I mean, excitement is great, but at the end of the day, I'm picking a president, not an actor, and I don't need somebody that gets me excited. I need somebody that's going to actually drive policy, that's going to create jobs and not ruin foreign policy for me, because that'll have direct impact on my future and the way that America is perceived on a global basis.
When you see this election happening, what does it mean to you in terms of your future, graduating from college in a year or two?
It almost feels existential in a way, because of at least my self-identified position as a person of color, as a minority, and those being generally the groups that Trump is targeting. I just can't bring myself to possibly vote for him, no matter who the opposition is, essentially, simply because I see a vote for him essentially as an attack on my being, as an attack on my future in this country.
On a personal front, tell me what's going on with you guys in terms of, do you have a lot of student debt?
Oh, dear God, please help me. I think I'm going to graduate here with about 60 grand.
So what does that mean? I mean, how does politics, I guess, intersect with that that burden you have, $60,000 in debt.
As it stands, the politics aren't going to be doing very much to help me because most of that debt is with private companies. So even if they do some sort of stuff to reduce federal debt, it's like, okay, you got rid of $10,000.
You're on a campus. You're surrounded by other college students. Is everybody really following this election very closely?
I feel like everyone's following this election. It also helps that we're at the school where the first presidential debate is happening. But regardless of the fact, I feel like I talk about politics a lot with my friends, especially because we are going to be voting for the first time. And almost all of my friends are registered to vote. And I think that we all will because so much is at stake here. You have two completely different candidates, and there's a lot that can really go wrong or go right in this election. So it all depends on who goes out to vote that day.
Most of my friend group is generally very involved in politics, but there are some people I know, and these people would generally be more representative of the school at large than the rest of my friends, and they're kind of in a I-don't-really-want-to-talk-about-it mood about this whole election, because when I am eventually able to get a comment out of them, it's more like they're both terrible.
I also feel like a lot of people are sort of discouraged to vote because they feel like it's picking the lesser of two evils. So even though, you know, you have Donald Trump, who has no prior political experience, and Hillary Clinton, who has a lot, you can kind of see that people are, they don't necessarily feel the need to go out and vote because they're like, why does it matter?
Sabrina, how about you? Do you personally feel left out of the political process, or do you feel very engaged with it?
I feel somewhere in the middle because as a woman of color, I automatically feel somewhat disenfranchised because of who the candidates are. They are two rich white people, as Garrett said earlier, which means that they do not necessarily have my experience and have my viewpoint on certain issues. So while they may care about my demographic, they may not know the best way to target it and way to affect those problems. So I do feel engaged, but it's not the way that I think the candidates want me to be engaged.
Hofstra University students Sophia Papadopoulos, Garrett Shum, and Sabrina Singh sharing their thoughts about the election.